sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Wednesday, August 20th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Right out of the gate, we're going to have Dr. Jeff on Ask the Vet from Sioux Animal Hospital in the next segment. So text me any questions you may have for Dr. Jeff, and I'll be sure to ask him for you on the air. Greatly appreciate it. I've got a news alert that I need you guys to share with the women in your lives. This is a police officer that's put this video out, and he has absolutely got a warning to carjackings and kidnapping of women. This is happening all across the United States. It's happening in Michigan. There's reports of this even happening up in the UP. Here is the officer explaining what they're doing in parking lots of shopping malls, stores, etc.
Out there, I've got a new trend going on right now, dangerous as can be, in the parking lots. This is what they're doing. We're going to have a dollar bill, usually $20 to $100, folded up, laying on the ground, usually going to be on your driver's side on the ground, but a lot of times they'll put it by the back trunk. And they've already watched you go in the store. They've already got someone inside the store, watch you come out of the store, and they're already planting it by your vehicle. As soon as you go to pick that up, again, it's laced with fentanyl. As soon as you open that up, you're going to immediately get dizzy, get a splitting headache, and probably collapse to the ground. That's when they're already ready for you. They move in with the van, load you up, and they're going to take you away. It's a trend going on right now, and there's several hundred women that have gone missing due to picking up a dollar bill of some type like this in the parking lot. They collapse, and they take them away. Women, please be careful out there. I've also got another photo. Hold on. They're also using a dollar bill usually a lot of times like this, but they'll be folded up as well in your windshield wiper like you can see here. Do not open it up. As I've said before, it's laced with fentanyl, and they're looking to kidnap you. So please, women, be on the lookout for the dollar bills. Do not pick them up off the ground for your safety. Y'all take care. Be safe out there. Have a good day.
Now, one of the things you have to understand is that this is happening in Michigan. It's happening in the UP. It's happening all across the country. And in addition, I had a couple of news stories that confirmed this. The van pulls up, loads the women, or woman, I should say, into the van. They then go through her purse. Most of these newer vehicles have key fobs. You don't have an old-fashioned key anymore. So what they'll simply do is hand the woman's purse that has her ID, has her money, has the key fob in it. The assailant that basically grabs you to put you into the van, the driver's sitting there in the van. Well, the assailant will grab the purse and put it into the car, start the car, and take the car away. So the car is going in one direction, perhaps, to a chop shop or whatever. The woman is being driven across the border. This is happening a lot in border states. They've got reports of this happening in Texas, Arizona, and California, and even reports of this happening here in northern Michigan. Most likely headed for Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Dr. Jeff coming into the house next. Text me any questions for Dr. Jeff. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. Join Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey. I just played. Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
Okay, good.
The
police officer. I just played a short snippet of a warning that he's putting out there for women, especially along border states, heading into Mexico, heading into Canada, where these guys are now lacing $20, $100 bills with fentanyl.
Yeah.
And they're putting them down on the ground by the driver's door, or maybe even folded with fentanyl inside on the windshield of the women's vehicles with the wiper blades.
Yeah.
And what they're doing then is, as soon as they touch these bills, they get disoriented, they get headache, they get dizzy. Sometimes they even collapse, fall down on the ground because they're so disoriented. And they then have a van come up behind the vehicle, and they grab the women. And now most of these vehicles have key fobs. They don't have good old-fashioned keys, which are in the women's purses. The guy, the assailant who comes up and grabs her to load her into the van, he'll grab the purse and put it in the vehicle, and then he drives the vehicle off, so she's gone. The vehicle's gone, she's gone, and most of the time the women are heading for the border. Explain the fentanyl being on the bills. And how is it that the body reacts to it so quickly? How does that happen?
Well, it gets absorbed transdermally or across the skin. That's how come if anybody's ever had a fentanyl pain patch, like you've had surgery or major surgery or stuff, they'll take a little patch and they slap it on and it looks like a little, well, kind of a big nicotine patch, but it's got slow-release fentanyl in it. And, you know, and you do use it for pain control and things like that. It is a very potent opiate. So the granddaddy of all opiates is heroin, actually, or opium. And then what happened is we started figuring out, like, we have all these opiate receptors in your bodies and which ones do different things. And then we started developing different opiate drugs that will target different receptors to get different actions, and also increasing the potency of them. And fentanyl is just a massively potent opiate. So it does not take a lot to incapacitate you. It's a depressant, so it depresses your heart rate, it depresses your breathing, it depresses all that stuff like that. And it's not like instantaneous. You're not going to touch it and, you know, fall over, but it in a few minutes it can kick in. So that, or maybe what these guys are doing, or maybe tailing her a little bit till she goes somewhere, and you know. But yeah, I mean, you know, fortunately, President Trump has shut down has really started cracking down on this. So now they're getting desperate at what they're doing. These cartels. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is something that if there's enough high enough dosage on the money, on the dollar bill, then just simply by touching it or maybe inhaling it or whatever, that's what's going to happen.
Wow. And it can happen to a lot of police officers get like this, too, because they're in a car rooting around, you know, looking for something, and they'll get exposed. Now, fortunately, the reversal agent, which the state of Michigan gives out for free, the naloxone, the little nasal spray things, works just about as fast. So,
and what is that called?
It's called naloxone or Narcan. Naloxone is like the generic name. Narcan, N-A-R-C-A-N, is the actual like brand name of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it is an opiate reversal. It reverses everything and does it pretty quickly, too. That's why the nasal spray, you can do that. So I guess women that are worried about this, it would not be a bad idea to carry in your purse a little. They give them out. LSSU has a little thing where you just walk in and get them. But anyway, there's distribution centers all over the place. But anyway, you know, keep one around.
I saw on the counter of the pharmacy at Meijer in Williamsburg that they were giving out Narcan.
Yep.
So, okay, very good. So that's a good tip. So if women are concerned about this happening, or like Officer Rick listening, he should get some Narcan spray and carry it with him, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't say just women. I get anybody at this point, because you can even get in contact with it for It is amazing how much stuff is on dollar bills and on money. You could come in contact it and not even know it. I tell you a really quick story here. I used to run a drug dog. I used to live in Battle Creek. I used to have a dog that I trained for drugs that we would, because I trained police dogs and stuff like that. So sure. We had the cash box sitting up front. I was talking to this receptionist. All right, we had a new receptionist. She's counting the cash at night. You know, we're closing down. And all of a sudden, Elby, who was my drug dog, goes on alert. And I'm like, what do you got in your purse? You know, and then I finally go, well, wait a minute, set the cash over here, you know, and yeah, it was on the dollar bills. I can't tell you which one, it's probably cocaine, but you know, but something, but yeah, just that contact in the dollars, you could even have enough fentanyl on a dollar to do it. So it's the stuff's free. You can use it. If you give it to somebody, they don't need it. It's not going to hurt them. So that's the nice thing about it. There's no, the biggest risk is you just gave a drug that didn't do what you wanted it to do, but it's not going to like kill them. So,
sure, absolutely, and so, interesting. Well, you had a topic this morning, kind of related into what I was talking about with Stacy down at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office, mm-hmm. with the laser light therapy, talking about Missy, talking about stem cells, all kinds of things like that. And you had asked Missy if she knew what NAD plus, if she knew about it. She did. She's going to talk about it from her perspective on Monday. But explain to the people, what does NAD plus, what does that stand for?
That is called nicotinamide adenine diphosphate, dinucleotide.
Dinucleotide.
Dinucleotide. Yeah, you're making me pull way back into my biochemistry class here. So what it is, if you really want to, so you start cooking it down. We start talking about mitochondria, right? Mitochondria are the powerhouses of the thing. Okay, well, a power plant, they're power plants. A power plant needs fuel, okay? And also, so the fuel for the power plant is ATP, or adenine triphosphate, or adenine diphosphate. And the, but you also need machinery inside the plant to process the fuel, right? Okay. This NAD is the machinery that helps process the fuel that your body can run. So,
okay.
Obviously, it's a lot more. I can get way into the Krebs cycle and we can have a whole biochemical.
No. Don't do that.
But basically, that's what it's doing. And there's many ways you can take it. I actually take this stuff, too. Now, the thing that you're looking at, when you see an NAD with a plus sign, that means that is an ion, okay? So that means that you can't take that as a pill. That has to be injected. But you can find NADH, okay, which is the reduced form. It's probably some chemist. I'm probably using this wrong, but I'm trying to remember back. Anyway, is a form that I take in a pill. And it's not absorbed as much as an injectable, obviously, but it's, like I said, it's not going to hurt you. And what it does is it will help, it basically helps your body run, essentially.
Wow.
Has been shown to help repair DNA. I was doing a little PubMed research and stuff on there. There's some articles coming out that, and these are from 2021, so they're fairly recent articles. Like the NADH improves cognitive function and reduces neuroinflammation by stopping mitochondrial damage. And decreasing reactive oxygen species production in chronic cerebral hypoperfusion models. That's the kind of articles I read. That's the title of it. So basically what this says is this is helping your brain function by reducing the inflammation in your brain, by repairing the mitochondria, and reducing what they call reactive ROSs, or reactive, they're free radicals. Okay, we always hear about talking about free radicals on the news and everything like that, and infomercials or whatever. So free radicals are not good. Free radicals is an oxygen or an oxygenated molecule that's looking to mess something up. And if it bounces against something, it can absorb an electron off of whatever they hit, and or donate an electron to it or whatever, but it'll change it, and it can cause damage. That's why you use hydrogen peroxide to clean wounds, because that peroxide is a free radical, and it will destroy cells. So that's why we use it to clean a wound, because it'll destroy the bacterial cell. So
interesting stuff. So basically, working within the stem cells and giving the energy, the electrical charge to the stem cells themselves, wearing these patches, yeah. You're saying that this is actually part of the machine that allows the stem cells to do the charging.
This isn't just any cell. This is every cell in your body has mitochondria in it. So it is affecting every cell. And then, like when Missy was talking about, and she was the older injections they used to do of the stem cells, and we've talked about this too. There's two different kinds of stem cells. What they have, fetal stem cells, and then what you call somatic or adult stem cells. And the little dirty little secret they never told you much about those early injections is fetal stem cells like to form a person or a dog or cat or whatever, because that's what it's supposed to do. Okay, so when they were doing these injections, they would wind up with, they call teratomas, which were little tumors that would have like teeth or eyes in them or something like that. Because that's what, because every cell in your body encodes your entire genetic code. So what Missy was talking about, when you start activating your stem cells in your body, is what's called the somatic stem cells. And like I said, those are kept in reserve for repair. Okay. And they're the troops that get called in. So like here we do platelet therapy or platelet rich plasma, and I call that stem cell light. So what we do, you know, we take the blood, take the plasma out of it, or, you know, take the platelets out of it, concentrate them, inject them back in. Those platelets contain compounds that will then call in your stem cells. You know, it's like sounding the bugle, you know, sending up the SOS, hey, we need help here, come on in. And then the next step that we can do here is we can actually collect your own, or your dog's own stem cells. We don't do this with people yet, but right, yeah. But
yeah, right.
But you can collect we can collect the dog's stem cells, do the same thing, concentrate them, and then give. And instead of just putting a signal here and waiting for your stem cells to move into that area, we can actually put them where we want them. And the number one source of stem cells in the body is fat.
Interesting.
So, it's amazing how many, it's like 10 or 20 times the amount that's found like in bone marrow and things like that. So,
interesting yep. discussion. Well, we got back into your biochemistry days and looking up papers and research papers for us. We greatly appreciate that. Didn't get any text messages for questions, so you must be answering them for everybody here on the show. And I want to give out the phone number. I would like you guys to store this in your phone. If you'd like to set up an appointment for your animal to be seen by Dr. Jeff, call him at 906-635-5910. Again, Sault Ste. Marie, Sioux Animal Hospital, 906-635-5910. So, Dr. Jeff, greatly appreciate your brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's